This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. When it comes to eating out, the CDC recommends restaurants try to get people to sit outdoors to reduce the risk of catching the coronavirus. Many Kansas City establishments are adding patio dining, in some places in parking lots and on sidewalks. For our series on the next normal, KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross spoke with a developer in North Kansas City whose new concept might be suited to the times in more ways than one.
Rachel Kennedy says she just fell into owning a restaurant. She has degrees in business and nutrition and worked in finance. One day she was eating out with her husband, who's from Cuba, and they ordered a Cuban sandwich.
He thought we could do a better job. And so that weekend we literally wrote out a business plan for a food truck and we purchased a truck 4 weeks later.
That truck became Plantain District, which serves up Cuban and global cuisine. A few years later, she thought, maybe it would be more convenient if her food truck just stayed put.
Not to have your food rolling all around Kansas City all the time.
She didn't really want a restaurant with a dining room. And she'd been thinking about shipping containers, those giant metal boxes that carry stuff on trains and ships. They've become kind of trendy. Some people are even building houses out of them.
It's just basically like a food truck, just not on wheels.
So Kennedy started looking at some designs.
I started sketching out some containers and the space inside the container. And after I sketched my container, I then sketched out a few other containers.
Kennedy now stands in the courtyard she sketched just a few years ago.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have 6 actual food vendors, and then we have 2 dessert spots. And then we have a tiki bar. And then retail side, we have 4 retail vendors and a podcast studio.
The Iron District is an outdoor food hall in an industrial section of North Kansas City on Iron Street, not far from Chicken and Pickle and Armor Boulevard. It's like a little Lego village, colorful cubes stacked on each other in multiple levels, surrounding a town square with a stage and tables for people to eat at.
Just old, disregarded pallets, they've been actually turned into picnic tables.
It's not just the fact that it's outdoors that makes this concept seem right for the times. The economy's tanking, people are losing their jobs and trying out new ventures. Before all that even happened, Kennedy wanted this to be an incubator for small businesses for whom the cost of opening a restaurant or even a food truck is too high.
And I thought there must be an easier way for people to be able to test out their ideas, have short-term leases, focus on rent, and then once they've proven their concept, you know, they can either stay on board or go on to the next route, or if they've gotten it all out of their system, they're like, you know what, I did it for a year, I'm ready to do something else, so be it too. At least they haven't lost their house over it.
Of course, no one knew what was coming when the Iron District first opened in the fall. Over the winter, it's too cold to eat outside. Kennedy started gearing up for a grand spring opening on March 14th. It was Snake Saturday, which is North Kansas City's traditional St. Patrick's Day parade. If you remember, that was the weekend the city started to shut down.
My mind went right to kind of triaging. What do we need to do for the vendors to make sure they're okay?
Before reopening this summer, Kennedy helped her vendors get up to speed on the latest safety regulations. She separated the tables, moving some onto an upper deck, and started a sanitizing regimen. They're all wearing masks now. As an entrepreneur, Kennedy is used to pivoting.
But just having to pivot every day is different than having to pivot monthly.
And with the recent interest in promoting Black-owned businesses, Kennedy, who is Black, has found herself in a position to model what she's doing for others.
Obviously, there's not many Black female developers in Kansas City or even, you know, within the whole United States. So when I came up with Iron District, my whole point was to make the whole ease of getting into a business, just basically try to mitigate a lot of the hurdles that women business owners and minority business owners sometimes suffer from.
This July 4th weekend should be the first time since the fall all the venues in the Iron District will be open at the same time. But they, like every other restaurant in the Kansas City area, even with the outdoor dining, might have to be ready to pivot again. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
This story is part of KCUR's The Next Normal series. If you want to tell us what your next normal is looking like, email us at tellkcur@kcur.org. Once again, that's tellkcur@kcur.org with the subject line, Next Normal.